I'm going to be talking about a modification for Half-Life 2 entitled Dear Esther. Now, before you log this off, if you don't care about this, just hear me out. It's not going to be about a review of the game, nothing like that. It's going to be about how the game changed me, how I view video games completely differently, and where I wish the industry would go. So Dear Esther is an interactive story-based game. There's no enemies, no shooting, no guns, nothing like that. They even took out the Half-Life 2 run button, which I think is a great addition, but I'm not trying to review this game. There's a great piano score. I forget her name. You can check the developer's website, which is thechineseroom.co.uk, and get all the information. Interesting story about the development team. It's a bunch of students and one professor at the University of Cambridge. Again, I forget the professor's name. I know his first name is Dan. So it's a full, uniquely formed to how you're feeling that day story. I know that sounds weird. The game doesn't change, obviously, but depending on how you feel that day, I wouldn't suggest playing this game day after day. I'd probably wait, like, play it once every 2 months. It's only about 45 minutes, but it's fantastic. But it's you get something different out of it almost every time. And then if you show it to your friends and suggest them to play it, they completely get a different meaning out of the story than you do. You hear audio notes as you pass certain places. That can mean, or it can be messages from your past, present, future, completely depending on how you have viewed the story. So my problem is, after I play it, I feel inspired to create something on the level of that via PC, like a modification or something like that. But I just can't code anything like that, so I usually just write scripts or voice act for mods or whatever. But after I get over the creative phase, I get into a weird stage. I never know the right word for it. It's sort of like depression and sadness, but it's not to that level. I don't know. It's a completely different feeling, but with a tint of that, if that makes any sense. I'm sure you all have something, you know, that's sort of like that feeling. That, mainstream studios would never produce something like that, and that means you'll never, have something like this again. All mainstream studios, I can't even think of games, Halo 3, Call of Duty, Battlefield, games like that. Their single players have been worn down more and more because they only want to focus on multiplayer rather than focusing on a good story. And then when they do make a single player game, it's always just random action, about a 15-second cutscene explaining some story over and over. And then by the end, it's a cliffhanger, and so they can make another edition of the game. I guess that's about it. I'm still not really used to talking to the microphone and recording messages, so I'm sure I'm leaving something out, but if you have played Dear Esther, or you just got it after listening to this message, and you know games like this, leave a comment. I'm not sure how that works, but and if you don't have it, but you just downloaded this because of this, I hope you enjoy. It's my favorite mod of all time. Dare say my favorite game of all time.